It's a booty hole.
It's a balloon knot.
A balloon? You did say that before. I always
got to
think about that when you say it.
I heard Rory from Joe Budden say it. And that, ever since he said it, I just can't imagine a booty hole not being a balloon knot.
It looks like a balloon knot.
It looks just like a balloon knot.
How close have you been to booty holes?
I haven't been too close.
Really?
Yeah. I don't eat ass.
So that's the only reason you'd be back there?
I mean, how else would I be close to a booty hole?
How
close you been to a booty hole? The way you laughed, I can tell real close. You sound like you've been in one.
I was gonna say that. I couldn't get it out. I was supposed to say I've been in one.
Girl, can't relate.
I'm trying to think if I ever just seen some. Yeah, I have. My kids.
Oh well.
You know, you checking their temper, giving you know medicine or something. Like you tend to see booty holes, so. I ain't looking at no man's booty hole though.
You sure?
You don't have to look at it to like
to be in it.
Yeah, not it. Didn't sound bad. It didn't sound like I'm fucking him.
Yeah. Tongue fucking him.
Fam, that's a lot too.
Ain't that what you're doing?
I'm kissing it.
You back there kissing a nigga booty hole?
No, I'm saying it's like a kiss. Tongue fucking sounds so rough. I'm not running my tongue down his ass.
So you back then?
No, I'm licking it, but I ain't like, just like, fam, my tongue ain't like in his ass.
So you licking around it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it not how you eat ass?
I mean.
Wait, you had your ass eaten, right?
Yeah.
He put his whole tongue inside your
ass? Yes.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like his whole tongue inside your ass.
He's putting his tongue in my ass,
not
yes.
Around your
licking
ass.
Around it and licking in it. That's why I thought that's what you did to a nigga.
I mean, I ain't never just put my, like, I licked it and I can't say I didn't put my, I ain't penetrated him with my tongue.
Well, that's good to know.
Wow. All right. I don't know. Time we got my ass
ate. I mean, I ain't doing no ass eating shaming. I mean, shit. Get out of here.
I can't tell.
Get out
of
here.
I didn't figure out, like, well, maybe I don't know what I'm doing, so I don't know.
I felt so out of place whenever we were on two BBCs and they were like, y'all eat ass? And I was the only person that was like, nah. I was like, oh, okay, come on. Let's go, ass eaters.
I mean, you can't eat everybody's ass.
Hell no, nah. A lot of these niggas do not be clean. Girl, a lot of these bitches don't be clean either.
Girl, facts, but a lot of these niggas think it's gay to reach back there.
Yeah, see all the niggas I fuck with, they think it's gay.
But the nigga, what, to touch their ass?
Mm-hmm.
To clean it?
No, I'm talking about like me touch their ass.
Oh.
No, they clean their ass now. I'm not fucking with no dirty niggas.
No, I'm saying it's the niggas who don't want to go the extra mile because they feel like that's gay.
Nigga don't want to wipe himself.
Pull pants up.
Oh, girl, that's the nigga that needs to go to jail.
For what?
I don't know. Shit, find a charge. Nigga, what the fuck?
Assault.
Please.
Deadly booty hole.
Something, hell.
What? Not find a charge.
Just find a charge, fam. Lock that nigga up. No nigga that don't. Just shit and then pull his pants. That's a fucking maniac.
Oh, no, he itching.
Girl, that...
No, he itching.
That's a fucking maniac. I don't want nothing to do with him.
Oh, I don't want nothing to... I don't even want to know him.
Girl, hello.
I don't want a nigga like that. Fam, like, dude... Ooh, hell no.
Niggas be nasty, bro.
Girl, if you don't get your ass a bidet or something...
Nasty, put your cum... What's that song? Don't walk out your house without the cum. Nasty puts the clothes on. You look the same. Nasty.
Wow, the fact that we both remembered that. Fool, I was Destiny's Child, like, what was it? Because I wanted to hear the Apple a la mode song.
Oh, that song used to go off.
Girl, I was still like Friday.
For real?
Yes. Yes.
Writings on the Wall was the very first CD that I bought with my own money.
For real?
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that.
My first, well, it was the Jay-Z, but I stole it. This is the very first CD I bought. I feel like it was like J. Cole or K. Michelle.
For real?
Maybe.
Yeah, no, Writings on the Wall was the very first one. That's whenever I fell in love with going to Target on a Friday to go get the album. No, Tuesday.
Oh, because your show was good about that.
Yeah, they, in high school. Yeah, it's on Tuesday. I used to love going to Target on a Tuesday to go get. Now I still love fucking Target.
You just don't go on
a
Tuesday,
though. And I ain't going to the CDs.
That's, obsolete. Do you have a song?
I mean, you know I do. Hell.
Okay, bet. And we're not going to cheat this week and look at our phones?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fam, so you're not gonna admit the day, day. You're gonna admit the
day, baby.
Okay,
all right,
let's go.
Don't make me start singing the national anthem like Shaka.
Please don't.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Nice pink pussy, same color as cotton candy. That pussy smell like water, ain't no smell in me. A clean motherfucker, she run to the shower when we finish. Little mama got a snapper. Pussy be biting while I'm in it. A tight pussy.
What the hell?
Seems.
It's pretty pussy.
Yes.
What?
I'm just getting to the best part.
Okay, go ahead.
A tight pussy. Seems like she ain't been fucked in a minute. I like to look at it while we fucking so I can see those lips gripping. Oh. Seems like that pussy get wetter when them toes to the ceiling. They spelled ceiling wrong. And while she's steady moaning, shit, I'm steady digging.
Wow.
And fuck her ever long. I can see that pussy from that position.
Oh.
That pussy's so good, I wish I was able to take this pussy with me.
I'm talking about you, nigga.
Just let me lay my head on this pussy for a minute. You got the pretty little best. Wait, you got the pretty little best I done got, period. I wonder how many times this nigga said pussy in this song.
I'm sure it's a record. Whatever it is.
Okay.
Girl, and I just guessed.
That's it.
Wow. Okay. Let me.
You sure you ain't cheat?
Yeah, I didn't cheat.
You sure?
Nigga, you said pussy 16 times. I'm sure I didn't cheat. Shit. Okay. Go ahead, but you.
I'm not cheating.
Oh, okay.
All right. Damn, niggas don't even trust people no
more. Don't. When I they cry, my mother go carry me.
Is this a Jamaican song or a Nigerian song? I hear they.
She go say me. Well, I don't know how to say this. Pekin, wetting you.
Pekin,
wetting you. They cry. Yeah, yeah. Stop. Stop. Make you no cry again, oh.
Olufumi?
Nope. Oh, my mother. Oh, sorry.
Mama? My Wizkid?
No! When I was asleep, my mother go pet me. She go lie me well for bed, oh.
I hear your African accent, you're fine. She go lie me for bed, oh.
You give up?
No, keep going.
Okay. Hold on. Let me find it.
When I was asleep, day my mother day. What?
Hold on. She covered me cloth, say make you sleep. Sleep, me picking. Oh. When I day hungry, my mother go run up and down. She day find me something where I go chop. Oh.
Nigga, what the fuck? Hearing you read these lyrics?
Sweet mother.
What the fuck? Is this Wizkid?
No, this is Prince Nico. This is a part of Nigerian.
Nigga, what the fuck?
Anthem. Sweet mother.
You're actually a terrible human being. Okay, I see what the fuck going on.
You don't know the words of sweet mother?
No. Why the fuck would I know the goddamn Nigerian anthem? All right. Everybody listening, I just want y'all to know it's smoke now.
My nigga was smoked 2 weeks ago. Oh, that bullshit.
Cause I said God did a fucking earth, wind, and fire.
My nigga,
you grew up on that shit. When have you ever heard me say the fucking national anthem of Nigeria?
You grew up on that shit.
Nah, I didn't. I told you my daddy, we grew up on Celine Dion in our house.
Fam, I heard you. I know Sweet Mother is a common song.
It ain't no fucking common song. I'm thinking it's Mama by Wizkid.
I'm finna sing it J-E-S-U-S.
Wow. All right, just know. I hope you got your little laughs and giggles. You ain't gonna laugh next week. Alright, it's smoke now.
Alright.
Hey, don't you worry.
Hey, best friend.
You better go back to the, you better start thinking about fucking 1950s. Yeah, I got something for that ass. Alright. Mm-hmm.
Alright, fam.
Alright.
Hey, best friend.
Alright, I'm gonna come here with fucking Temptations on your ass.
Now that I know we can go anyway, I'm prepared.
Alright, that's, it's a bet.
Okay, mm-hmm. Bet. Hey, best friend.
What? The fuck you want?
Why are you like this? Are you okay? Like,
yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Ain't it a blessing?
Is it?
Yeah, man. Every week's a blessing. You are listening to another episode of Hear Ye Podcast. This is Tan.
This is B.
You ready to go ahead and get started, bro?
Let's go.
Hey, let's get it. All right, bro. So you ready to go ahead and get started in this week with the shits?
Let's go.
Let's start off with 100 rounds, Star Brim.
Blood.
Gang.
Barty.
Red. All right. Red and blood is not the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right.
Red is a color, okay?
We know what we're both referring to.
Red is a color.
Okay, you got it.
Blood is not a color.
Okay. Alright.
So, this week it has been reported that Cardi B's best friend, Star Brim, mm-hmm. who many of us know from, Star Brim actually did a little bit of time in the clink. Yeah. For, I think it was like fraud or something like that. She was.
Yeah, they, it was a white collar crime. Yeah. At that point, right?
Right. It was something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week's been reported that she is going to have to turn herself in after giving birth, which she's actually due in a few days, due to new charges of racketeering and slashing a person.
Whew.
Right.
Who talking?
Girl. So apparently, there was a raid a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and Star Brim, whose real name is Yonette Respas,
mm-hmm.
or Respas, one of the two, was one of 18 people that was named in an indictment of gang members in the Southern District of New York.
Mm.
So, apparently, she is the highest ranking female member of the 59 Brims, also known as the Godmother, and she will have to turn herself in after having her baby.
That's tough, fam. Like, what did she do?
Star looks like she hasn't outgrown, you know, that whole street life thing, honestly. Well, even listen to a few episodes of her podcast, and she's just like, nigga, I'm with this shit. Like, I'm about this. She's always talked about how she's definitely about that life. Yeah.
I get that. But what is, like, so they saying she did the slashing?
I think they're saying that the whole clique played different roles. And so since they're gonna take out the little people, it's probably a little person that did the actual slashing, but since she at the top, they probably like, fuck it, let's just take them all down.
Wow.
Take down, let's go ahead and indict 18 of them. Somebody gonna talk. You actually think she gonna go to jail?
Oh, it seems pretty,
it sounds like it to me too.
It sounds like they got some really good charges that's going to
stick. Yeah, and like they just giving her a courtesy. Like, let's go ahead. We'll let you go ahead and have that, you know, that little baby of yours.
A little nigglet.
But after that, you're ours.
That's kind of sad, though.
It's very sad.
Like, because I wonder how long is she going to get to spend with her baby.
Girl.
You know what I'm saying? And like,
probably not much.
Oh, that's sad.
They're probably going to let her hold the baby. Maybe do one feeding. Fuck around and not even care about the feeding.
No, she gotta stay there until she get discharged. Cause she'll still be a patient of the ward, you know, a ward of the hospital.
So you don't think they'll come in there and like lock her up to the bed?
They might, strap, they might. But I don't. That's hard.
That sucks, bro. That sucks.
Like if they think she's gonna run, they might. You know, strap her down
right.
Until she... That's crazy, though.
Well, she's like, look, officer, I just got to go outside real quick. I got to go to the bathroom.
Girl, that ain't going to work.
And take out... It worked on Power with Dre. Dre said he had to go pee.
That's not... Listen.
And they let that nigga go pee, and that nigga peed and ran.
Listen, I worked in a hospital that served inmates. There are two guards every time there's an inmate... In your custody, they are always chained up. Every time they have to get up and go to the bathroom or do something, they are shackled. And they're shackled to the guard. And there's two armed guards. Like, I don't know what Power done fed y'all.
but it ain't the truth.
It's highly inaccurate. And like, where the And then she's in a maternity ward, so it's not like any other part of the hospital. You know, you go to a maternity ward, you got that thing on your arm, that band on your arm, they can shut the whole hospital down.
Right.
So it ain't like... Yeah, good luck. if you're gonna try to run, good luck. That's yeah. sad though. Like, is that like the first part of your baby's life is like very crucial, like bonding. And
that's
stuff.
What I'm saying. And like, it's already here goes all this fucking turmoil.
Maybe they'll at least give her like 6 weeks to like heal and stuff.
I highly doubt it. I don't think that they fucking care about the highest ranking blood gang member.
Fam, I do.
Healing.
If she was that big of a threat, they would have took her ass regardless of her being pregnant. Like, if she commit murder, they didn't know whether she'd give birth to take her.
Well, I mean, they didn't say murder. They just said slash.
But I'm saying, if she committed murder, though, like, I don't think that, like, her charges are big enough, but if it was bad enough, they would have gone and taken her.
Yeah, but that I also think that charges doesn't mean you get a courtesy. 6 weeks is one hell of a courtesy whenever you're facing charges on an indictment.
I feel like that's, like, medical, though.
They don't care.
Yeah, they do, because they don't have to take care of you.
Yeah, but that don't mean that you got to go home and heal. No, you can come to the... And you'll politely go and see a doctor.
I don't know, fam.
They're fool. They're not going to give her no 6 weeks. They ain't finna... Jail does not give you maternity leave.
I don't mean maternity leave, but sometimes if the benefit or the cost is more than you only been on the outside, they'll let you go. You know what I'm saying? Because there was a man who needed heart surgery in jail, and they freed him so he could have it, so they wouldn't have to be liable for it. And then as soon as he got better, they picked him back up. So I'm not saying like that it's a courtesy, but I just feel like if they gave her that courtesy of not going until she delivered, they can easily say it's medical why she's not going back until 6 weeks, until she gets cleared by a doctor.
But I think they only said that they'll arrest her after the birth because her baby's only due in like a day or two. Yeah, like, her baby's supposed to be here before the weekend.
Shit.
Like.
Keep your legs closed.
Yeah, like, her baby's supposed to be here. Like, so that's.
I got a baby and won't tell nobody.
Girl. You had a baby. No.
It's an app. I'm still pregnant.
Okay, I'm preparing.
Okay, I'm still pregnant. Hell no. Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom so fast and squat.
Girl, honestly.
So,
I know, literally, like, prayers for Star, prayers for, regardless of the situation, a safe delivery, prayers for a healthy baby, a healthy mom.
Your prayers, you got to stop acting like a nigga.
Girl, you it's in her. Life. It's in her, man.
I know it's in her, it's on her, but it's it don't her. Have to be no more.
It's in her. So, all right, let's go ahead and go on over to our next topic.
Okay.
Let's do 100 rounds. Okay. Fuck, we do this nigga all the time, bro.
Do we have to do 100
rounds
then? Okay.
T.I.
Go away, F-boy.
Expeditiously.
Embarrassed.
Fuck, nigga.
I don't sound right.
Pretty much. So, this week, T.I. actually had Boris Kodjo and his wife, Nicole Parker, mm-hmm. on his podcast along with him and Tiny. So basically, T.I., they were having just, you know, good old married conversation. Mm-hmm. And T.I. asked, how do they keep their marriage problems in the house? Because Tiny was basically saying that she never sees anything.
Never sees anything?
Any, like, drama between Boris Kodjo and Nicole. Mm-hmm. And long story short, Boris went ahead and let, you know, let T.I. know that He just doesn't embarrass his family. Mm. He don't embarrass his wife. He don't embarrass his kids. And so that's why. That's the easiest way to keep all of your problems in-house.
It sounds like right.
Sounds like too much like right. And you know, whenever I first saw it, I was laughing and I was like, I know this nigga T.I. probably was like, all right, well, that's the end of this episode. Bro, I listened. I wasn't too far off.
For real?
Yeah. T.I. was basically like, okay, well, end of the episode. All right. And he started laughing.
For real?
Yeah.
That nigga was shame.
As you fucking should be.
It's a shame a light-skinned grown man had to go and tell you
what. Another light-skinned grown man.
Equally as light.
Both of you niggas is waffle color.
I'm light-skinned. And the wives included, they all light-skinned.
You ain't lying. This is a light-ass podcast.
Beige. new tone podcast. Like, bruh, the fact that you have to ask that, like, you don't know how to not be a fuckboy?
T.I., all the scandal that you've had and you still don't know.
You don't know how?
To stop?
Wow.
Nigga, act like, what'd you think Boris is going to tell you? Oh, I threatened TMZ? Nigga.
I got a private room.
How about you just tell them, how about you just don't give people anything to talk about?
How about you just be a good nigga?
How about you be a good husband and father?
Well, yeah. You know, I say nigga. I use nigga interchangeably. It don't mean nothing. But we can start with that.
Like, how about you just be a decent human being and stop fucking cheating on your wife and hurting her?
Because that's... I don't get these niggas.
Dummy.
I really don't get these niggas. Like, and T.I. is just so blatant about this shit. Like... Bruh, that's why.
Yeah. These niggas is foolish, bruh. These niggas is foolish, and they expect for you to just be like, okay, baby.
That's fine. I'll be dumb. And
baby, you know, I'm stupid.
I'm stupid.
I don't have no sense. I don't care what you do, baby.
Okay, I'm a dumb dummy.
I'm a stupid fool. Yeah, I'm a dumb dummy. Remember that song? I'm stupid. Retarded. Let's party.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, JT, Mr. Guaranteed Direct.
That's what
Ty said.
I'm stupid.
Boris said that shit. I'm a stupid fool. Yeah, I'm a dumb dummy. I'm a dumb dummy. It started South Dallas Boogie.
That Boris South Dallas. Hey, what's wrong with you? I just feel... poor Tiny.
You know, at this point, I don't even know if it's poor Tiny anymore.
It's still poor Tiny.
Because at this point, it's still some decision making. Because she tried to leave. She went back.
But it's poor Tiny because I don't... no one deserves to be treated that way.
That nigga done probably broke every little self-esteem she had.
It ain't even that. But I'm just like, regardless if she's staying because she wants to, because she loves, like, just poor... It's poor Tiny at this moment.
You ain't lying.
Like, cause what else could this nigga do to you? The only thing he had done was had it back by somebody else.
Then that's who, and that may have happened. We just don't know about
facts.
It.
Facts. Like, but it's not necessarily this nigga can do to humiliate you.
No.
Hit on you.
Girl,
but I feel like that happened behind.
I feel like that already happened too.
Well, I don't know. Tiny, bless you.
Look here, Tiny.
Tip, look here, baby.
Look,
I'm tired of you cheating on me, Tip.
Right, baby, I know you are, baby. I ain't not mean to black your eye.
Wait, where the black in the eye come from?
Baby, you know I be getting mad when you be going through my phone.
Tip, I'm tired of the hoes texting you at 2 or 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Tip, they know it's my time.
And them hoes is tired of you reading my messages. So you know how we can just solve all this. What's her name, Talisha? What's Tiny real
Tamika.
Name? Tamika. You know, we can solve all this, Tamika. Just stop touching my phone. I won't black your eye.
You won't
read nothing to hurt your feelings. We can get this done expeditiously. But all you gotta do is just stop.
I'm still confused with a black eye came.
Bro, we're just assuming the nigga abusive. Shit. If we gonna assume, goddamn, everybody get your assume on.
Bruh. Alright, I just can't even finish no after that. Like, You did that.
I mean, I feel like we're not too far off.
I mean, yeah. I sense it.
I feel like that's a very safe assumption.
I feel like sometimes you can just sense domestic violence.
Hell
like,
yeah. You can sense a violent nigga.
You ever been sitting there and be like, you slap bitches, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely shook somebody.
Yeah.
Some of them niggas gotta look.
You ever had a nigga look at you that you don't know, like he'll hit you?
Hell yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because I've had some encounters with men before. Mm-hmm. Like, you might accidentally cut him off or do something, yeah. And he'll look at you like, you give that Ike turn.
Okay.
Shit, you gotta look back at that nigga like Ike can't, like, nigga, shit.
What's the, I'm Ike too. I'm Chris Brown, baby. Whatever
you wanna do. And I'm fabulous. Shit, nigga.
And I'm
killed. Nigga, knock your teeth out. No problem.
Wow. All right. All right. Before they Wendy Williams our ass. What's next?
You ain't lying. Whew. Whew. Okay. So, but anyways, T.I., listen to your elders.
Okay. Listen to your fellow light skin.
Yeah. He just trying to put you on a little bit of game.
Which he shouldn't have to. But, I mean, since you here, take heed, nigga.
Please.
And do better.
Please. And just and do right by Tiny. She don't want nothing. She just want love.
Oh, love.
I'm a stupid fool. I'm dumb. Woo!
Alright.
Alright.
Prayers to that lady.
Prayers to that woman. Alright, so let's go from one fuck nigga to another.
Shit.
Let's do 100 rounds.
Okay.
YG.
Blood.
New York. I mean, wait, Cali.
Red.
Nipsey.
Okay. See what I did there?
Okay. Okay. So, was it last week that we were talking about this new YG and Kehlani song? Did we do it on last week's episode?
I don't think so. I feel like the song came out on New Year's, didn't it? I mean, not New Year's. Valentine's.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. Maybe me and you talked, but I don't remember.
Right. So, okay. So, Kehlani and YG did release a song together last week. Mm-hmm. The song was kind of cute. It's a little bop, you know what I'm saying?
I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was cute or whatever. Mm-hmm. Forgot the name of it. Was it called Conclusions?
Okay, yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to find the song. Hell, I think it was Conclusions.
Conclusions?
So.
I got saved.
So the song was cute and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after that, Kehlani released a song with no YG called Valentine's Day. And in parentheses, shameful.
Mm.
So she released a song online. And somebody on Twitter said, YG and Kehlani released a song together on Valentine's Day. All lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, she released Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Dissing the fuck out of him. Girl, leave his toxic ass. Kehlani responded to the girl and said, I'm single, love. Prayer hands emoji. Then Kehlani said, shit happens. Life really happens. You just got to stay pure and move with love. And thank God you are one of the ones that do.
Mm.
So I guess this was Kehlani's way of saying, like, nah, me and that nigga are not together.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, YG recently got her name tattooed on him.
How recent?
Like a couple weeks ago.
Oh. Well.
I think he had it like on his wrist. But nigga got so many tattoos, it'll probably just blend.
Didn't she have his tattoo? Didn't she get his name tattooed?
I don't know if she did, but I know for sure he had her.
I know for in her song, she said, I got Miss Jackson tattooed on my wrist.
Whew. So, y'all gonna learn about them damn tattoos.
I still want a tattoo, I ain't gonna lie.
You want a tattoo a nigga name?
Not a nigga name. I want a tattoo with my nigga. But not a
name. King, queen.
Maybe. Depending on how I feel, maybe. Maybe Prince and Princess.
Girl.
Who knows?
So some of the lyrics from the new song, she says, torn between crying for help and not letting them see me sweat. But it's certain shit I can't forget. I won't get over it easy. Shit makes me queasy. I am making amends with myself, forgiving me for loving you. I took a risk loving loudly, defended you proudly, ignored all the signs. Yeah, it's true. Mm. So, Kalani, I'm going to just say this, girl. First of all, you're not alone.
At all.
We done all ignored some signs.
Facts. Still do, to this day.
I have ignored a sign that was lit up with arrows. Okay. With another sign behind it pointing to the sign this in front of sign. It.
The sign is here.
I done ignored God opening up the heavens himself and putting his hand down, pointing to the sign.
And you're like, hey, that's the wrong person. They tripping.
And then I'm like, you know what? Let me close my eyes.
Facts.
It's
too bright.
Yeah, let me act like I ain't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but YG looks toxic as fuck, bruh.
But you know what? I can understand. Y'all probably have a lot in common. You know, you don't want to do the book bias cover.
Yeah.
You know, so I get, you know, wanting to give the one who clearly looks toxic some play.
Yeah.
We still want a Tupac.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
Overlooking it.
And she was probably there for him, like, after Nip and everything. You know, they probably built, like, a friendship. Yep. And then it turned into a, you know what? I'm going to fuck with you.
Okay. Then I'm going to fuck you.
And then I'm going to unfuck with you.
Ooh.
And leave you alone.
That hurts.
I mean.
Not I'm going to unfuck with you.
Shit happened.
Facts. Did you read the rest of the lyrics, though? Like, because she was talking about, how he cheat, basically he's unfaithful, and...
Oh, yeah, I saw there was something about, hope you and this new girl have a baby, you get the little boy you've been wanting, or some shit like that.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. I was like, okay.
First of all, I'm not wishing that on no nigga that I fuck with.
What?
For you to go and find, get this other woman and have the baby that you've been waiting for with her, man, nigga, hell no. Fuck both of y'all.
I'm like, bro, go.
I'm gonna be childish.
I'm not.
Fuck both of y'all.
Go wreck her life.
Yeah. I mean, I am a fan of the I wish you well, but I wish me better.
Okay. I'm just... Especially someone who feel like they got a prize off of you.
Right.
Like, you can go, you can take it, sis.
Big
like,
facts.
This ain't really what you thought it was.
At all.
But you'll see for yourself. So,
at all.
Yeah, I can understand that, but it's just...
Yeah, you know, and everybody was loving the song with the both of them and was like, oh my God.
I still like it.
I don't know if I can listen to it now that I know that they broken up.
But she said, okay, so she's like, this is the same studio I wrote. What's the other one? There's another one she just kind of had. Fuck, what's that song called? The one we're talking about, Miss Jackson. You know what's up.
Oh.
But she's like, same studio, same people, same feelings of when I wrote You Know What's Up. And You Know What's Up was like basically saying that she gonna stick with him and she down with him. I just feel like Kalani feel any type of way to go in the studio.
And, like, and then right. Be like, hey, let me put this out on. Let me just let everybody hear what I gotta say.
You cheated. I stayed by your side.
I love you. Nigga, fuck you.
Okay. Like, okay, girl. I mean... It's emotions, so I just hate that. Like you hate going public with a nigga only to have to
girl tell everybody psych.
Okay, like false star.
Okay, kitty.
Okay, it's a joke. We're not together. I'm not really in love. This is not a real tattoo.
Okay,
delete all pictures and just hope the shit pass through.
Man, big facts.
I can't imagine
niggas be doing a lot, bro.
I cannot imagine, like. Yeah, I still ain't in the spot. Like, I'm still not posting no nigga. Like, shit like that scared me. I'm not posting no nigga. I thought about posting another day, but I was like, mm-mm.
For real?
Like, as a your friend, making my friend my man crush Monday, but I was like, nah, because...
Oh, yeah, nah,
even
don't do
that,
it.
Like, mm-mm, nope. Hell no. I never told a happy birthday without something like, who is that?
Girl.
Like, chill, fam. No, I'm good. Yeah, I'm not, niggas ain't to be posted.
Period.
Okay, well.
They don't know how to act whenever you do.
Prayers for that lady.
Prayers to that woman. So definitely Kalani sending you, you know, healing vibes, and you know, you can go through this breakup and this time, do some reflecting.
And figure out, oh.
My bad, y'all.
Okay.
I said one hell of a yawn, y'all.
In the middle of a sentence.
Man, been a long day. But okay, so yes, you know, prayers to Kalani, prayers to YG. Hopefully, you know, some of his toxicity will diminish.
Yeah.
He'll grow up.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's go ahead and go on over to our next topic.
Okay.
Let's do 100 rounds.
Uh-huh.
Boosie.
Go away, F-boy.
Shreveport?
Trill Fam. I think it may be from Baton Rouge.
Whatever. He's your mom. I'm so tired of his ass.
Coke can.
I forgot all about that.
Girl. Mm. So, okay. So, this week, you know, last week we had kind of discussed how Dwayne Wade came out and said that he is in support of his son. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Shit, my bad, y'all. So, all right. So, what had happened was, right?
Okay.
So, Dwayne Wade was on Ellen DeGeneres last week. We talked about it.
Uh-huh.
Saying that his son, they're in support of his son, Zion, transitioning from male to female. Mm-hmm. And is now going by the name of Zaya. So, Boosie decided to hop his country ass on the internet.
Mm.
And had this to say.
I gotta say something about this shit, bro. Dwayne Wade, you gone too fucking far, dog. That is a male. A 12-year-old. At 12, they don't even know what their next meal gonna be. They don't have shit figured out yet. He might meet a woman, anything, at 16 and fall in love with her. But his dick be gone. How he gonna... Like, bro, you going too far, dog. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Like... I gotta say something about this. Dwayne, wait, you gone too far.
Wow.
Okay. So this is how false information gets out there. Cause who the fuck said that they were gonna cut his dick off?
No, but I don't think they've had one interview that said they were doing a gender reassignment.
Sexual reassignment.
Surgery and nothing that shit. And niggas go from 1 to 12. Where the fuck Boosie get that? Don't
chop
his dick off.
Girl, Boosie said no. I gotta say something. No, you don't.
No, you. You actually don't.
You don't have to say anything, fam. Like you really could have kept all of that to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was like, God damn it, what does Boosie have to say about Zaya?
Okay.
No, nobody said that.
No commentary about nothing, Boosie. But you know what? I'm. It may have been something that was. What you feel about? How you feel about that, Boosie? Boosie. How you feel, nigga? How you feel about that, letting that 12-year-old chop the dick out, Boosie? Say something. Speak for real, nigga, Boosie.
Bruh.
Girl, I don't want to be the nigga.
And the
listens to Boosie.
I'm telling you.
Goes to Boosie.
Bruh.
His few points.
The amount of niggas that were in Boosie's comments, like, yeah, let that nigga know. Y'all niggas is really dumb, and y'all are part of the problem.
No, they are the problem. Like, not a part of, they are the problem, goddammit. What's higher than them? Nothing. They are the problem.
Y'all niggas really need help.
Girl, I'm just like, you know, granted, I've not said anything online about this whole
thing. Oh, yeah, no, me either.
I'm just like, I'm not gonna get into it with y'all fools about some shit that don't, first of all, it's already been done.
Hello? That's what their family has decided.
What is right for their family.
Yes, this is what Zaya has decided. Like, at this point, and my feelings really are neither here nor there.
Facts. And all the, well, that's how you feel. Then what about them girls fucking with R. Kelly? Like, bruh.
There's no correlation there. Because you're talking about one thing that's a crime.
Definitely.
And Zaya saying that this is the life that I want to live, that is not a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, fam.
I just, I just cannot believe niggas are still on this. Right. And then niggas be like, oh, D-Wade did this to get clout. I'm just like, maybe if the nigga want a professional basketball player, his wife want a goddamn actress slash model slash bad bitch.
Girl. The only thing that I have wondered is, like, what does Zaya's mom feel like?
Ooh, well, I've heard she ain't too happy and still refers to Zaya as male. I don't know. But I didn't really click on anything. Because I was like, I'm tired of, like, really just feeding into this. Yeah. But I heard stuff that she wasn't too happy.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know, Gabrielle Union is really loud for a child that's not hers. And that's why I'm wondering, like, what does
Zaya...
Like, that's not her child.
That's her child.
That's her stepchild. But that's not her give. Like, she didn't give birth to that child.
What do you mean, though?
Like, I just want to know what his mom feels, or her mom feels like.
What are you saying she's too loud, though?
Like, I'm saying she's really loud and the mom is quiet. We ain't heard nothing from the mom.
You don't really... Didn't they have some problems with the mama?
Yeah, but that's a whole other story, because didn't Gabrielle take him from her?
I don't know.
Like, I can't lie. A part of me feels like Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are kind of trying to change the perception of their union.
What do you mean?
Like, change the perception of, like, their marriage. So, like, they started off with Dwayne Wade, if I'm not mistaken, was married to this woman, and Gabrielle took him from her.
Oh, I don't know.
And then, you know, they broke up, uh-huh. And Dwayne Wade went and had a baby, which uh-huh. We still ain't heard nothing about that baby. Uh-huh. And then you got married, and then, personally, I feel like Gabrielle Union was like, you know, if we're going to get back together, you got to give me a baby.
She got a baby.
She had the baby after he had his on her.
I don't really think that's how that went.
I really do feel like that. I really do feel like she was like, I want to have a baby, and they went and got a surrogate.
Well, I think the thing was, they always wanted kids, but she was unable to.
Yeah, and then he went and had a baby with somebody else, so she found out that the baby wasn't, the problem wasn't his end, it was on hers. So they had a surrogate.
All right, well, let's not put that narrative out there.
That's just what I feel.
But what do you say, you feel like they're trying to change the narrative of their relationship? Or?
Yeah, because their relationship had a lot of turmoil and trouble.
I still feel like it has it now.
Yeah, it does. But now it's turned into they're very supportive. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I just wonder, like, what does Zaya's mom feel like? Because not too long ago, she was outside on the street with a sign.
So that's what I was saying. That's what I was actually going to refer back to. Because didn't she say, like, he didn't pay anything and she was homeless or whatever?
Her and the kids. See, that's why... That's the only thing that don't really make sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm completely in support of, like, parents supporting their children. I don't believe that, you know, your child come to you and tell you, like, you know, this is how I'm feeling, that you should, like, ostracize them or make them feel like they're less than. Like, I'm completely in support of that. I'm just wondering, what does Zaya's mom feel like?
I mean, well, Zaya's mom isn't a celebrity.
And that's really unfortunate.
That is. Because
why doesn't her... thoughts and opinions count.
I mean, they count, but they're not going to count as much as the people who...
That's fucked up.
But that's... I mean, maybe she don't want to give a quote.
I mean, maybe she doesn't, but I'm just saying, like, you know... Like, Zaya has a whole other parent that's involved in this, you know, true, support system as well.
I mean, I get it, but... I mean, it's like anybody else who has a kid, and they divorce, you're not automatically asking, well, how does their mom? Yeah, I don't know. This is like a weird question to ask. I mean, it's not weird because of like the dynamic of how things shifted, but it's just also kind of like, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what she got to say?
Yeah, it matters.
It matters, but it don't.
I think it matters.
It matters because that's her mom, but it don't matter because she's not in the, like, no one is beating down. If it wasn't for her son, no one would be beating down the door for any other thing from her. That's what I'm saying. Like, they just want to give.
But imagine Gucci's dad mm-hmm. goes and is like on like public platforms and it's like Gucci says she wants to be a mechanic. Mm-hmm. and a mechanic is what she wants to be, and we're in support, and everybody is only focusing on him and his new wife.
Yeah.
And not even focusing on you.
But if he has a platform, then I mean, that's, it's unfair, but that's their platform.
I feel like her opinion matters.
It matters, but they, I mean, they're her. She don't have a platform. Yeah, her opinion matters, but she don't have the platform that they do. Because, I mean, he went on Ellen, and he doing, like, she don't have the platform, so it matters, but it don't. Like, it matters because they've made it public, and they're now spearheads and public figures behind it. So anytime they do an interview, it's probably going to be brought up. But
I feel like nobody can ever tell you, platform or not, that your opinion doesn't matter about your child.
It don't matter to the world.
But that's still the same thing as telling her that her opinion doesn't matter.
I don't think so. I mean, because none of her opinion matters.
I mean, that's a good point, too.
Like, no, but...
But at this time, it does. Like, at this time, it does.
But it matters. I'm trying to... So, yeah, it matters, but... I feel like, I want to say she don't matter, but like...
That's essentially what we're saying.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
But saying that she doesn't have a platform,
but
and...
She don't.
But all that, like, platform doesn't equate to, like, whether or not your thoughts and your opinions hold weight. It equates to how many people can be touched by your thoughts and opinions.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't hold weight.
No, definitely. It holds weight, but, like, she don't have the people that are out here looking for her response as much as they're waiting on his.
I just know I'd be mad.
I mean,
I would just be like, okay, you know, Zaya has a whole other parent. And I mean, like you said, maybe she doesn't want to.
Uh-huh.
But that's just what I thought to myself. Like, what does Zaya think? Because I'll be honest with you. I feel like what Gabrielle Union feels is a little bit weighted less than what the actual mom does.
I get, but okay. So when the whole thing with Webby happened.
With Webby.
With his son, like, in the bed with old girl. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
When they call, like, because he's the front man, you're not asking what the mama think. Because we never asked that.
Well, yeah, I'm confused.
When the whole, like, when Webby was, like, being as vocal about what happened or whatever, about his son, like, we never once asked, well, I wonder what the mama feeling, or what's the mama opinion about stuff?
Because at that point, the focus was on Webby and not on the children. Right now, we're focusing on the child.
But the child's not talking.
Zaya is talking.
But she's talking for herself.
Yeah.
But, okay. We're going around in circles. I mean, I feel like her opinion is important, but nobody asking her for her opinion because she's not an actress or athlete.
I feel like that's fucked up to not be asking this child. But y'all asking everybody else but her.
I mean, well, whoever asked me to ask her.
That's what I'm saying. Why aren't we asking her? Okay, Zaya, mama, I'll ask you, hell.
I don't care.
You don't care how she feels?
I don't care about this whole thing anymore.
How
she feels is fine. But, I mean, at the end of
the day. I feel like just let people live their fucking lives.
At the end of the day, like, clearly, they had, I mean, Zaya doing what she want to do.
Right.
So, honestly, nobody's opinion matter.
Yeah.
Like, and if it goes against what she feel, like, then does it even matter? Like, she still has the autonomy to believe and think what she want.
I agree with that.
So.
I was just wondering.
How she feel?
Yeah, because we've heard from the brother. We've heard from Zaya. We've heard from Dwayne. We've heard from everybody but Kavya. The baby.
Maybe his mama has said something. Her mom has said something. I don't know.
Yeah, if she said anything, I just haven't seen it.
So. She could have said something.
Yeah. And maybe her platform ain't big enough to where I saw it. that's very possible.
Okay. I wonder what her name is. Let me Google.
It's not, oh no, Savannah is LeBron.
It definitely is.
Dwayne.
Girl, shut up! Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Oh, man.
Dwayne? Dwayne.
Girl, okay. I'm sorry, I've seen some, but I don't even know. Let me see who his ex-wife's name is. I'm sorry, y'all. We just over here researching shit.
Okay.
And y'all looking like, what are you doing?
Okay, literally.
All right. So how was your day while I'm searching?
My day was, it was okay. How was yours?
Okay, her name is Siobhan.
Oh, I wasn't too far off. With the S.
Okay. Let me see anything new with her.
Siobhan said anything, girl?
I said something 8 days ago. Nothing else.
Well, as long as Zaya has the support system, you know what I'm saying? And definitely has the resources. Because, you know, they said that, like, Gabrielle had reached out to some of the members of the LGBTQ plus members that she knew to, you know, kind of want to make sure that, like, they didn't mess this up. To, you know, kind of guide Zaya through this, you know, through the upcoming changes and things. So... Mm-hmm. That's a blessing within itself to be able to have, you know, for your parents to be able to reach out like, hey, you know, this is something I'm not too familiar with, but yeah. I know you are.
I need some help. Yeah.
Right. So, best of luck, Zaya. Mm-hmm. And with that, let's go over to our last topic. All right. So, rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Whenever I woke up this morning, I did see Nicki Minaj's post, and I was like, wait, what? Rest in peace? What? Pop Smoke? I'm like, man, hell no, they ain't took my nigga Pop Smoke. And they did. So, what the internet is saying is that apparently, Pop Smoke, I'm unsure if he was renting, like, an Airbnb or...
rental house or something.
Yeah, what exactly it was. Mm-hmm. But apparently he had, like, he did a little party or whatever, a little house party last night. Mm-hmm. And shortly after the house party, there was a home invasion. Mm-hmm. And during the home invasion, he was actually fatally shot and killed. So, there's been a lot of stuff circulating all over the internet. Mm-hmm. There has been a video that has popped up where they are saying that his address may have been accidentally leaked of where he was staying, because apparently he showed some bags that showed the address of the actual rental property. And then this is one thing I'm gonna say. These internet investigators, y'all niggas got to be fucking careful.
Facts.
Because y'all are going to get somebody goddamn hurt.
Okay, blaming people and shit.
Yes. So apparently there was some blame of his brother.
Yeah.
Talking about his brother has set him up. And, like, the fact that somebody is going through the loss of their sibling.
Yeah, and then having to deal with... people were talking about they're going to kill him. Or yes. Or something. That's, like, trash.
Talking about you done killed your own brother. So, Pop Smoke's brother did post a picture of him and Pop from whenever they were younger and left the caption, "Can't nothing express the pain I'm feeling. I just lost my fucking brother, my heart, my dog. You guys have no type of sense or sympathy. Y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all come on here playing investigator and bashing me on the internet. I would never in my life set my brother up. We ate together, broke bread together. This really my mother child. I don't got to explain nothing to nobody that don't know me. But for the ones who know me, know when you saw me, you saw Pop. We live in such a fucked up society. Y'all got to wake up. Just know I got you forever, brother. The truth will come to light. Until then, sleep in peace." Hmm. Pop Smoke was only 20 years old, bro.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Only 20 years old. And like... immediately, whenever I saw it, I was like, something has got to stop. Mm-hmm. I have said it before, and I will say it again. We are not going to have any old black men at this rate.
Any.
We're going, like we said a few weeks ago, women are literally turning into widows in their 30s. Mm-hmm. You're not becoming a widow whenever you're 50, 60, yeah. 70,
yeah.
30 years old.
Yeah.
And you're turning into a widow.
Yep.
Shit gotta stop, bro.
It's crazy. And I'll be honest, I really don't know Pop Smoke or, you know, his music, anything like that. But just, like, the fact that someone just, like, can go in your house and take your stuff and still kill you. Or just, like, the fact that people don't cherish life enough that whatever they got was worth someone's life.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah, and that's what I was talking to my cousin earlier. And I was like, you know, the sad part is that them niggas probably didn't even leave with much.
If anything.
If anything. They may have gotten what, you know, a chain maybe of his. But nigga, where, how far do you think that you're finna get with a Pop Smoke chain? Yeah. And you just, and he just died.
Yeah, with any of his stuff.
With, like, how far do you really think that you're gonna get with this shit? Yeah.
I don't even be thinking that far about shit. Like, what you, okay, you get all this shit. Now what are you gonna do with it?
That's what I'm saying.
You, like, can't move it. You can't sell it. You can't do anything dumb.
You can't do nothing with it. Like, these niggas, this shit really gotta stop.
I hope whatever it happens, whoever is responsible is found quickly.
I agree. Like, go ahead and bring whatever justice is needed, because now you have a mom. And, you know, not too long ago, Pop Smoke actually had just got arrested.
Yeah.
And his mama bonded him out and put her house up as collateral for the bond.
Wow.
I'm like, so now you got a mama who, we don't know what kind of financial burden she is or is about to be in.
Yep.
You know, like, I would imagine that Pop Smoke was, you know, a pretty decent breadwinner within their family.
Yeah.
You know, the brother is saying how close, they were probably working close together. Mm-hmm. Like, man, this shit just gotta stop, bro.
That's crazy.
I'm like, God damn. Like, all these young black men that we are losing, you know, before Juice World. Just,
like, fully, like, we're not even, like, realizing their full potential.
And that's what I'm saying. And they're already gone.
Fam, do you know, like, I just can't be thinking, like, if my life was to be taken at 20, like, I would,
God forbid.
Like, just nothing that I would have done nothing.
Girl, I'm telling you.
Like, I'm just starting to begin now at 31. So just imagine, like, at 20, your life being cut short. Like,
you're just getting started. You're just getting started. You just really about to try to start figuring some shit out.
Girl.
And someone want, like, whew. I'm it's telling you.
Crazy world we live in.
I'm telling you. So Safari actually hopped on the internet and said, to all my young kings out there, keep your money in the bank or out of social media. I know some people might not be used to having a lot of money, but try your best and refrain from showing it on social media. Won't front, like, I didn't go through that phase, but I learned from it.
And it's a part of the whole stunting culture too. Like, you have, like, you just really don't even know what people would really be doing. You know what I'm saying? I remember one. This is the first time I actually got a refund check. I cashed a check. I was like, I ain't never had that much money at one time in my hands in life. It was probably only like $1,500. Hmm. But I just felt like, it's some real money right here.
Right.
So I'm in my room and the boys, it's some, you know, the guys come in your room and chill for a little bit. So I'm in my room playing with the money. And then
not playing with the money.
Yeah, I'm playing with the money. Playing with the money. Like, taking pictures and shit, trying to stunt. And I'm over here on the bed with the money all fanned out. And niggas come in my room. They leave. $200 is gone. Somebody took it. And to be honest, I feel like it was... I feel like it was my ex.
Girl, shut up.
But
all you know is $200 missing. All I know is
$200 missing. And it's nothing, but, like, people ain't got your back like you think they do. People ain't really fucking with you like that. People low-key be jealous of you.
Big facts.
People be watching your moves, counting your wallets. Girl. Like, you gotta be careful about who around you, first of all. And then, like you said, you just gotta be careful what you post.
People be jealous of less.
Girl, be jealous of... I'm just...
They be jealous of their assumptions.
Girl, I'm just like, you don't even know. I'm over here struggling.
Girl.
Like, this, it look cute. Y'all look cute. But, you know, I was in here crying, shaking and shit.
Girl, shut up.
Shaking and like, booty me. Like, this, it's just, you gotta be careful.
Girl. No, no, for real.
That's real sad.
Yeah.
RIP to that man. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know much about Pop Smoke. I've only heard about him through you.
Girl. But I was listening to Pop Smoke all day today. I was like, niggas saying they outside. Aww. Niggas saying they outside.
I hope you finish it, but I don't know.
Niggas don't want to smoke. She like it roughly fucked, so I'm grabbing that bitch by the throat. Damn, bro. Pop Smoke literally sound like he made the same song over and over again, and that hoe knocked every single time.
I like the throat part.
Girl. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Yeah. Prayers for your family. Prayers to
everybody.
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. So, are you done doing anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, you're really over here sad.
I'm really sad. Look at this pic Diddy posted and deleted. Look how he looking at Lauren London in lust.
Lost files. Yeah, I'm sure he did delete it.
Hey, yeah. Nigga.
You can't wait either.
Huh? Okay, relax, fam.
Lauren, don't even look that nigga away.
Oh, please, no. Lauren look like she way too old for that. But, yeah, that's all I have in this week with the shits. All
right, so I'm ready for less argument. Actually, I am ready. So, I don't know if you know this, but I definitely did say that Tina's a motherfucking fortune teller. Police obtained warrant for Ancestry.com DNA database.
I told y'all niggas. Told y'all niggas.
So, a Pennsylvania court gave law enforcement officers access to the world's largest DNA database in the world. We don't really know when this happened or why the cops wanted the data. Ancestry.com, however, refused to comply with the warrant, and the issue hasn't been really settled, so I'm sure everything will work out. The testing, they issued a year in transparency report. This year's report noted that the company received 9 valid law enforcement requests for user information and provided information on 6 of those requests. Of course, everyone assumes these requests involve heinous, violent crimes like murder. Not quite. It's mostly property crimes. 8 of the 9 requests related to criminal investigation involves credit card misuse, fraud, and identity theft. Ancestry received 1 request seeking access to Ancestry's DNA database through a search warrant. They challenged the warrant and did not provide any customer data in response. A judge issued a search warrant for all your data. The only reason it failed was on judicial grounds. I don't know what the fuck that means. But
it means something, hell.
But recently, law enforcement agents have been solving crimes using DNA profiles that customers willingly hand over to private companies. That led to the 2018 arrest of the Golden State Killer, a former police officer suspected in 4 murders and at least 50 rapes, dating back to the mid-1970s. So,
see, they want to tell you about, you know, the good that has come from it, yeah. But they ain't telling you about all the little other shit that they catching niggas for using their damn DNA.
So, if you did one, like, I really feel like they're going to be able to get all this information.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And how the fuck they know you did one?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, just
so y'all niggas better be careful.
About who? Yeah, all that shit.
Don't give them nothing else. I ain't going to give y'all no fucking free DNA. If you want my DNA, work for it.
Go find it on something?
Yeah, go follow me after I leave a hotel.
Okay, go dig in my trash and get my coffee cup.
Okay.
Or my gum, whatever the fuck y'all be doing.
Yeah, go do some other shit. Go get a tissue I use.
Girl, man, go get a hair sample and find a little Indian lady in...
Girl, in Bangladesh.
Alright, I go too far. Have you seen the Lovers and the Friends Festival?
Oh, yes, I did. That whole looks lit.
So, this actually came out on Tuesday. I thought it was fake at first, because I was like, this looks like a 2006
Bruh, flyer. It's feeling real nostalgic.
It's feeling very Lisa Frank.
Girl, big fact.
Butterfly, glitter, all that. Mariah Carey-ish type. So, the people included on that lineup is Lauryn Hill. Okay, so I have Lovers and Friends. I'm like, okay, they don't Lovers and Friends. They definitely gotta have that Usher, John, and Luda.
Girl, shut up.
About to do it again. Okay, so they gonna be there. TLC, Janae Aiko, Summer Walker, Megan Stallion. But Meg is supposed to be at Broccoli Fest that same day. Nelly, Sean Paul, T-Pain. A lot of people. Like, this literally looks like a lit-ass old meets new. I don't fucking know what they're trying to do. It's all the genres in there.
They're trying to just meet everybody's needs.
But listen, I fucks with it wholeheartedly.
I like it. I ain't gonna lie.
So, Burn by the Fire Festival, and realizing that this lineup may be too good to be true, music fans began to wonder whether or not the artists have confirmed. So, turns out Lil' Kim, Mace, and Twista call shenanigans on their media, on their social media pages. Let me see. Seriously, I don't know the actual lineup because I merely pulled up. Oh, about the press applications for it. But the organizer of Coachella's behind it. So it seems like it may be legit. There's a payment plan. Tickets are $145 for general admission.
Like what? I guess I gotta pay all them damn artists.
Definitely. Lauryn Hill being one of the headlines, I'm a little worried about as well.
Hey girl, they better go ahead and tell Lauryn to come right now.
Definitely. Snoop did confirm, though. I think Usher did confirm, though, that he was going to be there. Lil Jon and Ludacris and all them there. And I want to say Twista said he wasn't going to be there. And then it said, okay, we locked in. Damn, I'd be smoking too much. Because he did end up getting his deposit, and he went back and said that he's going to be there. So, ew.
I don't know, fam.
It said our festival was 100% confirmed. The lineup is always subject to change, though.
Well, y'all just know that that's subject to change. That's what I would focus on, y'all.
Okay, I believe it's a real festival.
Yeah, it's a real festival, but that's subject to change. Okay, is where the
we can already have a 2020 Dallas festival.
Girl.
It's confirmed. Don't know who's going to be there.
But
that's what that sounds like. That's saying, like,
for real.
It's happening. We definitely going
to
do it.
Yeah. Hope to see you there.
Okay. All right. Let's do, we'll see. Did you hear this story? A mom desperate for baby formula called 911.
No.
Okay, let's play the game at the Planet Breakfast Club. Guess this race. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So a mother desperately needed baby formula in the middle of the night turned to 911 for help. The Utah police said officers responded to the non-traditional emergency call with supplies she needed. Let me see. I don't even have her age. When she called police around 2 a.m., she was at lowest in her life. An advocate for breastfeeding, she found herself unable to produce milk, likely due to the medication she was taking.
Mm-hmm.
She had depleted her supply of milk stored in her freezer more quickly than she expected and found herself unable to care or to feed her six-week-old in the middle of the night. In a stressful time, her husband was out of town. One of her five children had a broken leg. She was dealing with health problems and was under doctor's orders not to lift anything heavier than her newborn. The family was also dealing with lice in the home.
All right, I think I got it.
Feeling unable to load the children into the car and with no neighbors answering her pleas for help, she called 911. I don't even know what to do. This is so, like, stupid. I can't make any milk for her right now, and I have no formula, and I have no idea how I can get formula to her. She tearfully told a 911 dispatcher. I've never been in this predicament before. So the local police department went and got milk, but they got cow's milk. So, you know, babies can't have cow's milk.
Right.
So they took it back and went and bought her formula. And they refused her offers to pay them back. Now, I know I told you to guess this race.
Yeah.
Guess this fairy tale. What is she?
White.
Oh, my nigga. I read this story and I was like, that sounds nice. That sounds sweet.
Right.
But if this is a black woman.
Never.
They would have called CPS on her.
Girl.
Negligent.
Girl, lice?
Lice.
Baby over there just sitting in lice?
I didn't see the thing about lice till today. But I'm just thinking, like, if this was a black woman, they would have drug her ass.
Oh, girl. Online. And she would have been in prison.
Girl, probably would have. I'm just like.
She definitely would be in prison.
So, I mean, if this ain't privilege.
Girl, then what is?
I don't know what is. At 2 a.m., you call law enforcement. And so, the whole thing, too, is because it has garnered a lot of press and a lot of attention about when you're supposed to call. It says, typically, 911 should only be referred to for fire, crime, you know, crash, medical, stuff like that. But for people like Bert who aren't sure if their situation is truly emergency, the site advises to call anyway.
Hmm.
She said she's humiliated. I would be too, because now we know you got lice.
Hey, girl.
Where your husband?
Girl, call your daddy.
I wanted to be empathetic and feel for her.
But then again,
there's lots of factors, like the fact that you knew how much milk you had left.
Mm-hmm.
Let me not say that, because that sounds like our mom telling me that I don't want to do that. Because you know, shit happens. You got five kids.
I mean, that's true, too.
Shit down and happy.
You know, I think this is just another story that shows you privilege.
Facts. Because I just feel like Taiwan, Tyrisa, Tessa, whichever the black girls is, if they would have even taken your call, would have hung up.
Calling 911?
Yeah. Would have probably told you, ma'am.
Like, ma'am, this is not emergency.
Hell no. Well, good luck to that lady.
Girl, please.
So we're going to take a little break real quick so I can upload our question. We did get a question. And for some reason, I'm going to retrograde. We didn't see it until like this week. So we do have a question. We're going to take a little break and be right back.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with this week's Hear Ye, Hear Ye.
All right, it's a doozy. You ready?
Yo, I'm ready, girl.
This was titled, Why Men Great Till They Gotta Be Great. So we give you the name Lizzo.
Okay, hey, Lizzo.
So Lizzo's 25 from Omaha, Nebraska. She met this guy pissy drunk at a club that she hates. She said, I was in the club by force because one of my best friends being in town and getting deployed soon. Meeting someone drunk in the club should have been the first red flag. Ever since the club, we would call and text back and forth for a few weeks, and randomly, I needed help with my new bookshelf. So I know I unexpectedly moved from home last year and been getting things piece by piece. Being a man of his word, he actually came through and helped, and that was when he asked me out on a date. So since October 2019, we have been casually kicking it dating. To make this a very long story short, after a random number called me twice after he left my place early, Thursday morning, I got hit with a lot of bombs. I found out this guy who told me he was single was actually in a whole-ass relationship with his pregnant girlfriend off and on for 5 years. Mm. They're expecting a girl in April. Mm. So when we met and started hanging out, she was already hella pregnant. Everything this nigga told me was a black-ass lie. Mm. She broke up with him and he is trying to go back home and is trying to go back home with her family. He won't leave me alone. The fact that I let him in my sacred space. Ooh, nice. Woo, words. Pisses me off so much. He's the only thing in my place that's not family related. I'm in the process of blocking him and her and continuing to live my best life like I was. My question is, what would you tell your 25-year-old self when it comes to trash men and learning to enjoy being alone? I was absolutely abstaining and minding my own business before we met and just feels like I wasted my time.
Ooh, Lizzo. Girl, what would I tell my 25-year-old self? So what would I tell my 25-year-old self as a 25-year-old? And what would I tell my 25-year-old self as a 32-year-old? Girl,
nothing, because I probably wouldn't have listened. Trash niggas back then was fun, and they still fun. But I feel like that's you got to go through shit like that to know what you don't want.
That's a fact.
And to know, like, next time what to look out for. Like,
that's a fact.
Because, I mean, anybody going to tell you something like... You just know you love the nigga and the dick good.
Girl.
That's all you know.
Girl.
Somebody can say, you know that nigga is musty and poke holes in condoms.
And don't wash his feet.
Yeah, and like, okay. Well, we'll fix it. Or okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, it was stupid. But it could be anything. And you still like, that's my nigga though. I'm around with my nigga.
Right. So I have been in a similar situation where a dude that I was talking to, he told me he was single, and then it turned out he was in a relationship and did have a baby on the way.
Ooh.
So what I will say,
what did you do?
Well, what did I do?
Uh-huh.
I got upset with him, but I stopped fucking with him.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't like mess with him or nothing else anymore after that. Mm-hmm. And like, even to this day, like, him and I are real cool, and he already knows, like, nigga, you already know what the fuck going on. Yeah. Like, no, you and I will never have...
Yeah, ever.
Nah, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Because if a nigga will lie to her, he'll lie to you. Yeah. That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
And so, what I will say is that one of my mottos that I have kind of developed whenever it comes to, like, these niggas lying and these niggas, like, being dirtbags and being ain't shit.
Dirtbag.
Niggas be being... everything but good men.
Facts.
One of the things that I have learned is that I don't want to be a part of hurting a black woman. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a part of hurting another woman.
Yeah.
And so if he gonna hurt her, let him hurt her on his own.
Yeah.
And you don't have nothing to do with it. So then that way you can sleep well at night knowing like, oh, I dodged a fuck nigga.
Yeah.
Because these niggas will take you down. What? And they'll take you through the mud.
Yeah.
And then once they get done taking you through the mud, they'll be like, well, I told you.
I ain't want no old lady to begin with.
Like, nah, nigga, you didn't tell me that.
I mean, you may have said it, but, like, your actions didn't show it either.
Like, yeah, like, shit didn't add up.
Nigga, you came at me.
Girl, shut up. These niggas don't mind.
At all.
These niggas don't mind.
I'm trying to think. I've kind of been in a similar situation. I don't know if the nigga had a baby on me, but you know the same thing, like, Actually, the nigga was married, and I didn't know. And I'm just like, the trust will never be there.
No, ever.
Like, I don't care how cool you feel like y'all gonna be, or what, like, the trust, you can't trust a nigga, like, who hides big shit like that from you, or who purposely omits shit like that.
Yeah, nah. And then it turns into, like, this, like, selfish relationship where you're his escape from what his real reality is.
Yeah.
And, like, that shit is unfair.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I don't care if you want to just come over here and fucking build a bookshelf. Like, nigga, go home, Roger. Go home.
Yeah.
You know how many single niggas will put that bookshelf together for you, girl? You know how many single niggas will put a lot of shit together for you?
That's true.
And you ain't got to worry about nobody calling your phone, and you ain't got to worry about, like, nah, like.
And I mean, Amazon do it for a small fee, too.
I mean, honestly.
You got to deal with the bullshit. But, okay, so advice to 25-year-old self and with being lonely. So here's the thing about me. I actually don't mind being lonely. I go through long periods of time
being
lonely. So I think the thing that kind of helped me being lonely is, like, really just getting out places by myself. Like, people think I'm weird, but I will go anywhere by myself. And I will go to movies by myself. I was eating by myself. I've went to the club by myself. I've gone on vacation by myself. Like, that was what helped me to be able to do stuff and be okay with being alone. And this shit, dude, I mean, being lonely and feeling like it do get hard at times. But I just, for myself, just be really thinking, I could be alone and be happy, or I could be with somebody and miserable.
Yeah.
And these are your good, like, your 20s are your good years.
Honestly, girl.
Like, 30 cold too, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you.
I ain't gonna hold you, but, like, 20, you can still do a lot of dumb shit, and, like.
And you still have, like, the excuse of you being young.
Yeah, you being young, and you can experiment and figure some shit out and all that stuff. So I would say at 25, is that 25?
Mm-hmm.
You do right by blocking both of them.
Yes. Leave that situation alone, girl.
And then do more things by yourself if you want to be content with being alone. But you don't have to be, you don't have to be alone. You just have to leave that nigga alone.
That's a fact. You know, I used to really struggle with, like, being alone.
Definitely.
Yeah, I definitely struggled with being alone.
You would
alone.
Never do, like, go nowhere.
Not even that. Like, I used to just be like, well, I don't want to leave this relationship because then I'm going to be single. I used to hate being single.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now I have gotten to a point where, like, I know that I'm alone or I'm single mm-hmm. by choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these niggas don't want me.
Yeah.
It's not like these niggas don't want to fuck with a real nigga. Like,
I mean, because that's definitely not the case.
That's not the case. Like, there's a difference between being alone by choice and being alone by force.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And so whenever you see it, it's like, okay.
Or this being alone and being lonely.
Yeah, like, this is my time for me, like, to figure out what it is that I really want, mm-hmm. you know, or this is my time for me to figure out what it is that I'm really willing to put up with or not put up with.
Yeah.
I feel like it hits different.
Yeah.
So.
And then you just look at it like, you know, well, at least you got the shit out the, like, you got it out the way.
Yeah.
Like, you're not no longer bound by, you're not one of the baby mamas, luckily, you know what I'm saying, like, you can break free.
Facts.
So
she stuck with him, you not, girl.
Facts. And sometimes you gotta think of petty shit to help you make it through some of the real shit,
like, girl, real shit.
She talked to him for the next umpteen years.
Yep.
And you not, so blessings to you.
Yep, big facts.
But yeah, I don't know, fam. This shit hard, fam.
I mean, everybody is over here just trying to figure out this love shit.
Pretty much. Or just figuring out what you're trying to do next.
Right, facts.
That's the main thing.
Everybody trying to figure it out. So, in the meantime, you know, just give yourself some grace. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Thanks.
And just try to stay sucker-free in a world full of lollipops.
And look, ain't nothing wrong with getting to the drunk and finding a little sneaky link. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Don't blame yourself for being, you know, a little tipsy. Like,
no, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's what's supposed to happen. You supposed okay. to get a tipsy and find you a little.
Okay,
a
he little, just wasn't supposed to be in there.
Yeah, here they have supposed to be at home making a prenatal appointment. Okay. That's what the problem is. You was in the right places.
He literally.
But that nigga's in the wrong space.
Yeah, his ass wasn't supposed to be there. Okay. You was supposed to be there.
So try it again next week. Shit.
Okay, fuck that.
Okay, get drunker.
Okay.
All right. Hope that helped.
We give out some hell of advice, boy.
Okay, whatever.
Just turn up.
Just be safe.
Please.
Whatever you do. So, we are doing media.
Yeah.
For Melanin Manifest.
Yeah.
It's going to be the last weekend of February. We're excited for that. Yes,
what, February 28th through March 1st?
Yep. What else we got going?
DFW Awards is coming up.
DFW Awards is coming up. We will be there. And, I don't know if I told you, Clue's gonna be here.
Oh! What up, Clue?
See Clue. What else? I can't think of nothing else right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else either.
Tune in to Uncle Urban Podcast. Yes. They released an episode on Valentine's Day. Tam was unable to be here, but I held it down for the ladies.
Gang, gang.
We had a real good conversation. Me and T-Pod, Uncle Urban, April, Free Agent. It was real cool.
Aww.
So tune into that episode. Yeah. Any questions, comments, concerns, you can hit us up at hearyoupodcast@gmail.com. Y'all can find me at @whodat_breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y. Did I say it right?
Yep.
Okay. And at BB Cooking. And where can they find
Come
you?
Come on. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tana Taught You. That is T-A-N-N-A-H Taught You.
Thanks.
All right, bro. You ready to get up out of here?
Let's go.
As always, shout out to everybody. We had fun. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.